This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition coming to you on this Friday before the conclusion of my work week, February 4th, 2022. My name is Eddie Greer III, here all about the latest around the college university of Kansas State University, K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, which yours truly, the host of this podcast, lives here in Manhattan, Kansas. Cold, bleeping Manhattan, Kansas. Winter in full effect, early February. And from what I heard yesterday, somebody told me that we have 6 more weeks of winter or some BS like that. Anyways, obviously, we recorded episode 85 last night. Where I go over lots happening and still happening with K-State athletics tennis team not playing this weekend. Everything got postponed on that end. The women's team continue, which I'll include in this daily today, continue to at least lately hot and cold. They get it done at home. They've been winning games there, but against Iowa State, they were nowhere to be found on Wednesday night there, so they're going to have to bounce back against Texas Tech, which, speaking of nowhere to be found, they were nowhere to be found against the Lady Red Raiders a few weeks ago there. That kind of started this little up, back-and-forth tilt of winning and losing games there as they try to get back to their winning ways in Bramlage there. As well, baseball, football's in full effect with tickets there as well, beginning back on Wednesday. That's going to carry on through towards the end of April as well. So there's just a lot of things going on right now in the sport, or in K-State sports, and we'll finish it off with basketball. Oh yeah, and track as well, back in action on the road again after some more individual performances last weekend in the Texas Tech Open. They're back in action again here, beginning here in a couple hours actually. So there's just a lot of things moving around, this might have already been on the podcast on the newest edition coming out, but I'm gonna say this again. Yes, K-State, the men's team won last, finally, Wednesday night, finally won one of these to go their way. For whatever reason, especially at Bramlage Coliseum, these games where it's TCU, KU, Oklahoma State, these games have been going down. This has been a consistent for men's basketball. these games going all the way down to the very end of these games. K-State at one point led at halftime by 6 or 7 points last night, and I'm like, here we go again. They're gonna lose again, but finally you get one of these to go your way. Nigel Pack hit the game winning three with 2.2 seconds left there. You put it in your hands of your best player, he knocks it down and holds off the Cowboys Wednesday night. Count of 71-68. Pretty much exactly another nail-biting finish at home. It's been the theme at home, and we might as well get used to it because, I don't know, these games have been going right down to the wire with the Cats, and they should be easily be flipped. This record should be flipped. The 6-3, instead you're 3-6, and there are a couple of controversial tweets that I saw up there that we're back in the thick of the Big 12. Are you joking? We ain't back in no Big 12. We're 3-6. What is this? What is this? The Big East or something like that? No, we're not. I'm badly want to call out a couple of these guys that are closer to the team than I am in source respects, but 3-6, come on now. We're 6-3. Yeah, I'll give you that. But we're 3-6. We're not back in this thing. So we're back in this thing until K-State can consistently win games. That's what I say. We're back in it. We're talking about losing games by one, losing the games that you should be winning. TCU's, should have beat KU, Oklahoma's, the OU's of the world. We should have beat those guys. We're gonna have another chance in another round, once we get around to it, obviously. But yeah, you just made a big hole for yourself. And yeah, Bill Self can say that, yeah, we should be 6-1, 5-2 in the conference. You're damn right we should be, but we're not. But I'm not trying to dampen this win. Yeah, it was a huge win, because we lose this game, this is already going kind of spiraling down. We're talking about, at least we won this ball game. Yes, Eddie, we should be celebrating this, and rightfully so. But you're talking about getting yourself back into the Big 12, 3-6 record. You weren't nowhere close to it. Yeah, we're tied for sixth and whatnot, but yeah, I mean, we're back in the Big 12 until we consistently put a winning streak together. That and beating the teams that were supposed to be, and then trying to stick one by the good teams like a KU or a Texas. Oh yeah, we beat Texas, so there's we beat both Texas teams so far, and then you add Oklahoma State to the list. So we're not even a part of the NCAA discussion. So until then, don't talk to me about being in the conference with this. but Nigel Pack delivered there with that win there. Let's see if I can bring back the score, or actually not the score, the stat. I already said the score there in this instance here real quick. That's Saturday's game. That's tomorrow's games there. Yeah, as they play they welcome TCU there. So, hey, tomorrow, this is what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun a little bit. K-State, yeah, they need to take care of TCU. Well, they got to go to TCU, never mind. Yeah, they lost that heartbreaker here. Yeah, you got to go there, beat TCU. Put a little something together, man. Nigel Pack, 9 of 17 from the field, 4 of 7 from downtown, 22 points, including eventual game winner there. Mark Smith, another huge game in conference play with 19 points of 6-11 shooting. Marquise Noel added 12 more points to that as well. Mike McGurl started this game, 3-9 shooting, 6 points for him. K-State shot it 45% from the field in this one. The big three we talked about already. Me and Alex have discussed it already on this on the weekly show last couple weeks. The big three is gonna have to carry them. Example, Wednesday night, Pack 22, Smith 19, Noel 12, and you hope that you get a little something something from somebody else. Davion Bradford, 7 points in the win there. TCU next on the list for K-State men in prime time tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on ESPNU. Can K-State get their revenge? But a TCU team that's 15-4. So this TCU team's for real. So I have my questions. Hey, don't get me wrong, I admit it. I have my questions on TCU, but they proved me. They blew out. They ran LSU out home last weekend. So yeah, they're only one of the teams that want to win their respective SEC Big 12 Challenge game last weekend. They did it in impressive fashion. So this TCU team's for real. And again, going back to these standings, yeah, I mean, tied for sixth. I mean, you should be. I mean, yeah, you have four teams there: OU, Iowa State, yourselves, and Oklahoma State. Who would have thought West Virginia, which was mentioned on the Purple Project podcast, episode 84, was the worst team in the Big 12. Who would have thought that for coming into the season? Not me. Not me. Not winning one beat in K-State. Now looking at at what they should have did against West Virginia, yeah, you should have won that game. So, yeah, you're tied with a bunch of three other teams with 3-6. So, yeah, you beat TCU. Yeah, then you beat TCU, then you can probably say, and maybe getting a little 2-3-game winning streak going, they can say you're back in this thing. But, yeah, I mean, you got a mountain to climb. That is for sure there. And then on the other side of the women's side, you lose yet again on the road tonight. You're hosting Texas Tech, who you badly lost a few weeks ago there. You don't show up on the road, which this is, I don't know how you want to categorize this. This is kind of this has turned into the last year's team a little bit now, where you're competitive at home, but you go on the road and you're nowhere to be found. for Jeff Bitty Steve. Now you drop to 16-6, and oh, by the way, they're still ranked 25th in the country. There you drop a dud, a little bit of a dud to Iowa State, 70-55 in this game. Ioka Lee does not get a double-double in this one, 12-8 respectively. There, Ioka was only 6 of 16 from the field. But you get a big game from one of the Glenn sisters, Briley Glenn, 19 points in this game, 7 of 12 shooting, shot 50% from the three-point land, 4 rebounds there for her. Big game from Briley Glenn there. Half of those points coming, though, in the fourth quarter of play there. Sundell struggled from the field, only 1 of 9. She's not 100%. 0-3 from downtown, though. But 3 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds. The line on double S there as well. Laura Mackey off the bench, 5 points and 16 minutes of action there in a 15-point loss there for the K-State ladies. You go to the standings now for them. They are alone in 5th place there, 6-4 in the conference now. And they welcome Texas Tech, who is only 2-7. You got to win this game. You gotta win this game tonight. There's no excuses, really. You're a good team. You gotta get the games you gotta get. And Texas Tech, they did not do that the first time on the road. You, in probably the worst game of the year, you fall to a bad team, 9-11 overall. Texas Tech ladies is in this matchup. You gotta find a way to get your mojo back at home. Where you've been pretty damn good this year, pretty much almost unbeatable this year at home, for the K-State women's team. So you gotta do what you gotta do tomorrow night, 6:30. That, I believe, that should be a ESPN Big 12 Plus game. There, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So Brian Smoller will be on the call of that game tomorrow night. So a lot of action going on, and at the same time, 30 minutes later, you have the men looking to get their revenge on TCU. So yeah, I mean, it's what could have been for these teams going in here. I mean, obviously, K-State's still trending in the right direction here. It's been a little bit up and down recently, though. So after that hot start, they've kind of cooled off a little bit here lately. And can K-State put a streak together here? Kind of get on a little bit of a run. This will be a good time to do that. You took care of Oklahoma State in another late game frenzy finish. Let's see. And if what I'm thinking is correct, we might be in for another nail biter. We'll see. But you know, these road teams for the men and women, they've been on the same playing field. They have not shown up to these games. So we'll just see what happens on that front there. That's kind of an update from the basketball group for the men and women, the Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Wherever you listen to your podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, you'll find it on that. K-State's in action this weekend, men's basketball and women's, as well as track and field. We'll get an update from them as usual tomorrow. And I will promise, as promised, I will talk about the Flint Hills basketball teams. They're just coming off of senior night on Monday night. I have a recap on that coming as well. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Continue to spread the word, K-State Nation. You're a student alumni. You live here in Kansas, whatnot. Continue to do that as well. We've been getting consistent numbers weekly, daily. It's been really eye-popping to see the numbers continuing to raise up there. So I appreciate you guys for doing that. Appreciate y'all. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.